Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. So thankful that you're here in this space today. If you'd like to learn more about Cultivate Connection, come visit us on our website at cultivateconnection.ca. So we are currently in a 7-week series on knowing God. And if you want to head over to our blog, we also have some supplementing articles going along with these podcasts about knowing God, so you can dive in a little bit deeper and see what the Lord has for you. That's at cultivateconnection.ca. And if you'd like to receive a carefully curated resource helping you every week to connect with God and discover the purpose He's placed upon your life, you're going to want to subscribe to receive the Cultivate Collection Weekly. It's an email coming out once a week with lots of resources. The meditation will be in there, meditation notes, and all sorts of things to help inspire you and help you to move towards what God has for you. We'll have exclusive content in there, and also you'll be the first to know about retreats that we're launching in the future, how to sign up, and you'll just be right on the cutting edge of everything going on in Cultivate Connection. So check out cultivateconnection.ca. All right, so let's jump into this week's meditation. As I mentioned, it's week 3 of our 7-week series on knowing God. And so as we begin, let's go ahead and settle in. Maybe you find yourself in a comfortable seated position. Maybe you're free from distraction, hopefully, for the next 30 minutes. Wherever you are, you just want to be fully where you are. And let's begin to tune in and maybe unplug from anything that is requiring or has been requiring our attention to now come fully present into this space. Begin to notice the breath. Maybe you feel the chest rising and falling. Maybe you notice the belly expanding. So simply paying attention to the inhale and the exhale. Allow yourself to slow down. To not have to be anywhere else, to do anything else. You're just coming simply as you are here to this space. Continuing to focus on the breath, maybe you take just a little bit deeper of a breath. Slowly, gently allowing that breath just to expand, to slow. Feel the fullness of that breath as you drink it in. Perhaps finding that slight pause before finding the exhale. And just engaging with this slower rhythm of breath. Noticing the effects on the body as you slow the breath. Noticing the effects on the heart or any emotions. As we engage with the breath here. And notice maybe if your thoughts begin to slow or focus. Just notice what the breath does, how it affects the rest of your body. Your heart and your mind. Can you just give yourself permission to be here? In whatever way or state of being that you have come today, well done. It's a big deal to show up, to make room in your day, to choose to draw near to the spirit of the God. Your desire is for him, and he has placed that desire in you, and you have responded. So continuing here to find that rhythmic breath. As I open us in prayer for today. God, I'm just in awe. I'm in awe of who you are and the unique ways that you express your beauty through different people. God, I want to pray today. Wherever in the world each person is listening, God, I want to pray for hearts to receive what you have, Lord. That you know each one today, in the very moment they'll be listening to this podcast. You know what they need before they ask. You know where they're at. And God, I ask today that they would know your presence, that they would encounter you and the things that you have for them today. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would breathe on those areas in their lives, in our lives, God, where we need for refreshing today. Let the breath and the wind of your Spirit come and touch hearts. Come and touch minds, come and touch bodies. And give the grace to move us forward into what you have, God. Jesus, I pray that this would be a sacred space, a meeting space. Like the tent of meeting, Lord, where your presence dwelled. Let us be able to enter in to know you more. God, empower us to know you the way that you're revealing yourself to us today. We ask that you would have your way, Jesus, each one of our hearts. That you would be glorified. That your name would be lifted high. And that we would represent you well, O God. So maybe you take just a nice, deep, fully expansive breath in. Filling all the way up and finding just a letting go, releasing exhale. Maybe you do that just a couple more times. Filling the lungs, drinking in, feeling the expansion, the pressure. And then open mouth, exhale, let it go. And then just being here. So this week we're looking at God from the aspect of Father God. Last week we took time meditating on the worth of God, his worthiness. And this week we just want to open up space to meditate on this idea of God as the Father. He's referred to in the Bible so many times as Father. And so even as we begin, I want you to check in. What does that word stir or conjure or bring up for you? What is your experience of this word? Father. When you think about your own earthly father, what comes up for you. I want you to pay attention to your heart. What sort of feelings or emotions rise as you think of your own earthly father? We all have different situations. Some of us grew up without a father. But whatever it is, can you just be aware of the thoughts, what you notice in your heart? And as always, it's an invitation to come as you are, to encounter the Holy Spirit in this. And just as you are examining how you relate to your earthly father, how would you describe that relationship? And what is it that Holy Spirit wants to tell you about that relationship today? And maybe a simple prayer to begin is to simply ask God, if I have filters on how I see a father, would you reveal those filters to me today? Will you show me my definition of father? And will you show me your definition of father? Will you allow your heart to be open to see what God wants to show you in this area? Our first scripture is from 1 Corinthians 8, verses 6. And this is actually a section in the Bible where they're speaking of idols. But I want you to just listen this first time through and see what God highlights to you. Yet for us, there is only one God, the Father. Out of him is all things, and our lives are lived for him. And there is one Lord, Jesus, the Anointed One, through whom we and all things exist. As I read it a second time, what is it that God is wanting to reveal to you today about his character and his nature as a father. Yet for us, there is only one God, the Father. Out of him is all things, and our lives are lived for him. And there is one Lord, Jesus, the Anointed One, through whom we and all things exist. And I'll read it one more time. And this time I want you to consider, if God is truly your Father, what does that mean for you? What do you have access to? Yet for us, there is only one God, the Father. Out of him is all things. And our lives are lived for him. And there is one Lord, Jesus, the Anointed One, through whom we and all things exist. We're going to look at a second scripture from Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verses 5 and 6. So again, just take a nice deep breath, find the exhale, and just be here present with these words, and notice what stands out. For the Lord God is one, and so are we, for we share in one faith, one baptism, and one Father. And he is the perfect Father who leads us all, works through us all, and lives in us all. reading this again. What is it? What is it that God is asking you to grab a hold of? Just to hold on to. For the Lord God is one, and so are we. For we share in one faith, one baptism, and one Father. And He is the perfect Father who leads us all, works through us all, and lives in us all. Reading it a final time. Who is it that God is revealing Himself to you as a Father? What do you need to know? For the Lord God is one, and so are we. For we share in one faith, one baptism, and one Father. And He is the perfect Father who leads us all, works through us all, and lives in us all. What does a perfect father look like? Where is this perfect father desiring to lead you? Will you follow? How is it that He is working through you? It says He works through us all. How is it that He's working through those close to you? Can you believe these words? Perfect Father. What sort of emotions come up or feelings? Check in with your heart. Has anything changed from when we began? There is a God who is a perfect Father, who desires to lead, to work through you, and to live in you. Will you say yes to this? Because a yes will require you allowing God to remove every filter, every lens, and every veil that says He's not the perfect Father. Maybe you simply asked God, Where do I not see you as a perfect father? Where have I judged you? Where have I misinterpreted who you are? Where have I misunderstood? And if you are the perfect father you say you are, will you show me? Will you reveal to me who you are as father? And will you remove everything out of the way so I can know you as the perfect father? And can you simply offer a prayer, an invitation of breath, simply engaging with deep inhales and exhales, noticing the exchange of the inhale and the exhale? And are you able to breathe in what God has for you and exhale out those things that no longer serve you? Allowing God to simply meet you in the breath. Empower you through the breath. And bring exchange that is needed through your breath. God, I bless each one this week to see you as the perfect father. And God, it's hard to move into that which we haven't seen, and none of us have seen a perfect father on this earth, except for when we see you and Jesus, your representation, and when we see you in others, God. And so I pray this week, Lord, that you would highlight yourself to these ones. You would reveal what the perfect father looks like. As they read about Jesus, Lord, they would encounter you and your love. As they encounter you in their friends, in their family, in strangers, God, it would reveal who the perfect father is. And will you remove out of the way all of the hurts, the woundings, the places where the enemy has lied to them about who you are? Will you bring healing? Will you bring deliverance? Will you bring freedom so that we may come to know you as the perfect father? Come, Lord, and be Father God in our lives. Be provider. Be protector, be our teacher and our guide. Encourage us, Lord, strengthen us, be with us in the hard things, and help us as we walk forward. Let us know that we are your beloved daughters, your beloved sons. We are your beloved children. And our Father loves us more than we could ever fathom, and he truly is a perfect Father. Amen.